Kia ora tātou, welcome back. That was the Whangarei electorate with Dr. Shane Detti from National, Dr. David Wilson from New Zealand First, Moya Armstrong from the Greens, and Dr. Emily Henderson. There were a wide range of topics covered off this evening, and there were also some really interesting questions that came from our amazing moderators, Henny Brown and Moko Tepenia. Kōrua, what did you think?
Go, Carol.
Well, I've got so many notes, but I think I'll just start with the health one. So, you know, it's a big concern if there are going to be plans in the next government to not have a Northland DHB. And we've really got to keep an eye on that and raise the flag and say no. So most of the candidates did mention that. There was also the mention about Māori Health Agency, which I don't know much about.
Yes. Yeah, look, for me, Kay Marie, you know, the housing, the infrastructure, and then the economic, for me, a couple of them really contradicted themselves, what they said up this end, what they said around economics, and then what housing does to it, and then the rail. One of the candidates talked about taking, getting rid of trucks off the road. That's economic. That's about the well-being of those truck drivers. Mm. How, if that happened, what's going to happen there? The tunnel, that's another economic, you know, yes, it's maybe far-fetched for some of us, but it's another economic initiative, you know, to get it happening, that would provide jobs, that would lift the economic situation of Northland. Contradictory. I did think, though, that the David Wilson, he knows, he kept linking bits and pieces back. So for me, in that debate, it was certainly, I think he came through as the winner there, you know, sharing that he was a doctor of economics and then, you know, how he linked things. But still nothing new, really. Nothing new.
I thought he was really good because he was the one that came out strongest on this annual medicines budget. He was the one that acknowledged that we need to do more R&D in arthritis and particularly dementia. So he actually spoke to me in terms of caring for our elderly community, which is something that I'd written down, because we are an aging society, you know.
Yeah.
But engari, we're also a society that seems to get further and further away from the health.
Look,
health
well,
needs.
That's how they all talked about housing, Kay Marie, but none of them talked about ownership. It was all about, social housing and papakainga. You know, look at what's happening for our whānau around how they use papakainga whenua Māori, Kay Marie. So lots of stuff.
I mean, I guess housing is always going to be a critical issue, and it was interesting that all of the speakers spoke about the potential of social housing and how they want to invest, or even New Zealand First want to create a housing commission. So those sound hopeful. However, coming back to the health comments that had come from Shane, we were really looking at the potential of, well, he was really fighting for maintaining the Northland DHB.
Yeah.
Yes, the Northland DHB have done an excellent job, especially in regards to COVID.
Yes, however, but Kay Marie, what about the incentives that they talked about going back to GPs? GPs forever get incentives. How does that translate back to our health?
I heard them saying, Lise, that they were wanting to do more upfront investment of building, you know, building the GP stock pool versus front-loading more money into existing GPs.
Well, if that's the case, then that's great. But if it's still about incentives back to the GP clinic, that has always been incentivised.
Yep. And so in regards to Shane Detti overall, how did you feel he responded in regards to the issues for this evening?
Well, I'll go before Lisa, because I'm pretty well clear I know what Lisa's going to say. So I think he was able to articulate the points that came through. Mm-hmm. I scored him high, wanting to save the DHB. I liked Moya Armstrong about a let's get out of this old thinking about four-lane highways. And you know, if that's the whakaaro of our children, then we need to take that comment a little bit more seriously. David Wilson for me was pretty slick in always. I felt he was going back to local community, local development, and building from the bottom up versus the top down. And for Dr. Henderson, I could get everything that they were saying, but they were just a lot of money. There was a lot of money being thrown.
Yeah, I mean, if we think about it as well, I mean, I heard Dr. Emily Henderson say about the housing issues and how she's seen in Whangarei those that are in the soup kitchens and those that are arriving at 155 Community House. But isn't it interesting that the Labour Party, the government of the day, is she not lobbying her current government to improve the housing situation of the communities?
Very much so. And that was what was disappointing, even in her responses around, you know, around the Pūrere place or Pūrere development that was happening, couldn't really give us any key, you know, solid information on that. I think, who was it, Dr. Etty? She didn't know how many houses, did not know how many houses are up there. But, you know, Dr. Shane Retty saying about Christchurch and how well they did down there, what rubbish from my eyes. How long did they take to, you know, support the recovery of Christchurch after the earthquakes?
However,
yes,
he did come out strong on one of the awanga wanga that we have about the council's consenting processes, and he did say that they would rapidly reduce the consenting process.
Yes. So did,
New Zealand first,
because he came back to the point about the Provincial Growth Fund and how the current, well, the Minister, Shane Jones, has been able to, you know, go through all of that to allow some, you know, proper building to be happening in the provinces. For me, Moya Armstrong, there was nothing there. Nothing there, I didn't think.
How do we feel about their kōrero on Te Tiriti or Waitangi? It felt a bit thin. What do you think?
Very much. Shane Reti saying they got now policies, it's written into their policies. You know, Arawhiti and things. Dr. Reti was at National and didn't know what was happening in terms of Arawhiti. But the other thing was that I found interesting around that part was National did away with a number of the treaty. They were taking it out of a number of their health contracts, and now they're reintroducing it. So, but you know, what's happening there?
Well, Emily Henderson, I heard her talk about Te Arawhiti and the potential of the Crown Māori relationship. I heard her often talk about partnership and the potential of relating, connecting with iwi Māori. So that sounded positive.
Yeah.
But again, I'm still struggling. She is part of the current government, and yet she didn't know what a papakāinga was. Well, actually, sorry, the Greens didn't know what a papakāinga was, and also, did they have a very good handle on what this treaty relationship actually looked like in practice?
Well, when they talked about their treaty or the tiriti, they didn't really share how or what the difference that was going to make for Māori communities in Whangarei.
I think it was just a shame on Labour's part that they didn't actually acknowledge how supportive the iwi have become in that COVID response in terms of caring for the communities versus Te Arawhiti. It's a very big thing.
I think that Dr. Emily Henderson really didn't. Yeah, she had a lot to share, but didn't really say anything in a number of the areas that were spoken about.
It was also interesting when I heard Moya speak about being in the 21st century. Interesting that they've been partners, and yet Yeah, she felt that they weren't in the 21st century, which I think is... her comment was that the Labour Party were not in the 21st century. And so what does that mean about the nature of their relationship so far?
Yeah. Well, I did think her corridor around the four lanes is very, very off centre, given that where the petrol, you know, all of the oil fields and all of those things are out, you know, and the supply of oil and in that area, though they didn't talk about it, the fact that she did mention that, you know, the four lanes were.
But it was good that Moya also talked about closing remarks and the Ngā Puhi claim. So I think it's very good locally that one of the MPs, these guys have.
I think one of the critical challenges that the Greens will face is, although their policy is future facing, it also has to be grounded in pragmatism and the economic potential. The critical question that we have to keep asking is, where will that money come from? And so let's just go back to Dr. Shane Detty. How did you feel overall he performed in this particular debate?
Oh, I think he was pretty good in health, okay in the economy, I don't know, a bit of a smokescreen in the Tiriti area. Mm. But overall, I felt he knew his stuff.
Yeah. I think that I agree with you around Shane in terms of the health. The infrastructure stuff wasn't happening, but the other three, for me, the standout was Dr. Wilson terms of how he connected everything that was asked. Bit low on the treaty, Te Tiriti, but strong.
He's got Shane.
Yeah, you know, still very strong.
So overall, team, we did hear that David Wilson, overarching, was actually quite a strong candidate this evening. He held true to community, small, medium enterprise, but also was passionate about the broader economy and the work that New Zealand First have been able to achieve, especially investing over $1 billion in the Northern economy. Mm. So they've done it. So that's also really, really important in regards to their track record.
Mm. Kia ora.
So now we're moving into the second debate for the evening. We're going to be heading to the Taitokiro debate with Calvin Davis from Labour and Maria Meno Kapakingi. So, kia ora koutou, we're going to head back across to the forum.
Kia ora.